我们以下读的经文，我们一同从屏幕上面来看，来读。
We will read the following scripture on the screen.
我们一同来读，用任何语言读也可以，你可以用中文、广东话、普通话或者英文。Let's read the scripture together. 凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。你们听见我对你们说了，我去还要到你们这里来，你们若是爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐，因为父是比我大的。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I.
约翰福音八章十一节，他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”
John 8, verse 11. No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin.
我们今天很高兴有李牧师在我们当中证道。
We welcome Pastor Lee to preach among us.
Thank you, Eileen. Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Edmund. 唔使介紹啦，今日。
今天很高興在這裡跟弟兄姐妹一起的来敬拜。
Very glad to be with you this morning, worshiping together.
首先恭喜那个西北教的华人教会34周年的纪念。
Congratulations to your 34th anniversary.
这个是主所设立的教会在这里。
This is a church where the presence of God is here.
盼望我们能够继续的来传福音，继续的带领更多人能够成为主的门徒。
We pray that we'll continue to spread the gospel and leading many to be making disciples of all nations.
那也谢谢谭牧师，那让我有机会在这里跟各位一起的来分享神的信息。
And we thank God for bringing Reverend Lee among us to preach his word. I think you might take it wrong way.
Reverend Tam to invite me here. So I translate myself.
and again, thank you to Reverend Lee for bringing us the message.
那很欣赏教会在堂庆的时候能够用布道的形式来庆祝。
I'm glad that the church will celebrate their anniversary with evangelism outreach.
那昨天晚上我们已经有过第一次的聚会了。
Last night we had a first meeting.
我们也了解到人需要上帝的爱。
We were saying that every man, every person need the love of God.
那今天早上呢？
And this morning,
我们就讲一个题目，叫做跟你做个 friend.
And I want to speak with you over this topic. I want to be your friend. 我要跟你做朋友。
那我再问一下，我想问一下，在座当中，你有好朋友吗？
Let me ask you a question. Do you have good friends?
你有好朋友吗？
Do you have good friends?
怎么样的人才能够当上我们的好朋友呢？
Who can be a good friend to us?
我在想这一个的事情的时候
When I think about this issue,
我就想到怎么样的人可以成为我的好朋友呢
I was thinking what kind of person can be my best friend
那我就想到那个人一定是我可以无所不谈的人
I was thinking that I can speak everything in my heart with that person
什么事情都可以跟他讲
There's nothing I will hide from him
还有一件事呢
Another thing
就是我可以很放心我所跟他讲的话他不会泄露出去
I can be very secure that he would not tell somebody else about my secret
还有
And another thing.
那个人要很喜欢帮助我的。
This person loves to help me.
无论什么事情。
Regardless of what the problem I'm in.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
好朋友容易找到吗？
Is it easy to find good friends?
好朋友容易找到吗？
Is it easy to find good friends?
经验告诉我们，
Experience tells us,
好朋友世上难求。
It's very difficult to find good friends.
正所谓知心的朋友可遇不可求。
Good friends you can desire, you can seek, but you cannot really find.
甚至有人说，
Even someone would say,
跟人做朋友是蛮容易的。
It's easy to be friend with someone.
可是要做好朋友呢，其实是一种的冒险。
But to be good friend takes a lot of risk. 冒险。
对，冒险。
Take a lot of risk.
Yeah, you are correct. Risk. Yeah, taking risk to make a good friend. 各位，我们有没有被朋友、好朋友出卖过？
Have you ever been betrayed by good friends?
有没有？有没有被好朋友欺骗过呢？
Have you ever been cheated by good friends?
甚至有的时候，
And even
因为小小的事情，
Over very minute small things,
我们就可以反目成仇。
You gotta help me with this.
反目成仇。
You become enemies.
没错。
It is true.
知心的好朋友世上难求。
It's hard to find someone who can really be your best friend.
可是我告诉你，
But I tell you,
如果你遇到一位真挚的好朋友，
If you really find a good best friend,
一位可以交心的朋友，
Because you can speak with him about everything,
你们的友谊是会一生一世的，
Your friendship will last all life long.
你们会成为彼此的祝福，
You can be a blessing to one another.
你说好朋友好不好？
You say, well, don't you think good friends are really something that you, somebody that you need, you like?
今天早上，
This morning,
在这个聚会里面，
in this worship time,
在这个堂庆的当中，
in this anniversary,
我想介绍一位朋友给你认识。
I want to introduce you to a friend.
很多人已经认识了他了。
Many people know him already.
都可以与他无所不谈。
Many people already can speak with him about everything.
他非常的安全可靠。
It's secure, he is dependable.
他不会泄露我们的秘密。
He would not expose your secrets.
还有，
another thing,
这位朋友，
this friend,
他非常愿意帮助人的。
He loves to help.
这位朋友的名字叫什么呢？
What is the name of this friend?
这位朋友就是耶稣。
This friend is Jesus.
在这里解释一下。
Let me explain a little.
有些人可能以为耶稣他信耶教书。
You gotta help me with this one. Can you do it yourself?
Okay, someone will say, okay, the last name is Ye, the name is Su. Okay, 耶稣 that's how we...
He's playing with words that's beyond my ability.
That's okay.那其实耶稣是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of Jesus?
原来耶稣其实是希腊文翻译过来的。
Because it's from Greek.
他本来是耶稣。
The original pronunciation is 耶稣。
所以我觉得国语的翻译蛮靠近那个。
The Mandarin pronunciation is very close to the original.
我们英语叫 Jesus.
Okay, the English says Jesus.
广东话叫什么？
Cantonese.
耶稣。
耶稣，耶稣。
但是呢，国语呢就说耶稣，
Mandarin,
就比较靠近那个语言。
Very close to the original Greek.
那耶稣是什么意思？
What is the meaning of Jesus?
耶稣其实就是旧约的约书亚。
It's the same as the meaning in the Old Testament. Joshua, Yeshua.
它其实是有一个含义的。
There is a meaning in it.
那个含义叫做拯救人出来。
The word means to save.
耶稣的含义。
The meaning
是把人从罪恶当中救出来。
Is to bring man out of their sin.
所以今天早上，
So this morning,
我希望介绍耶稣给每一位都可以认识他。
I want to introduce him to each and every one of you.
那我会从耶稣讲过三句话。
I will use three statements that Jesus made.
当然我们晓得耶稣不只讲过三句话。
Of course, he spoke more than three statements.
他讲了很多话。
He spoke many words.
可是今天早上。
But this morning,
我们来思想三句话。
I want to think about three words that he spoke.
帮助我们每一个人都可以认识耶稣是一个怎样的人。
To help us to understand what kind of a person Jesus is.
好不好？
Okay.
一起来学习一下。
Let's learn together.
耶稣讲三句话。
Jesus said these three statements.
第一句话。
The first statement.
第一句话记载在马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew 11 verse 28.
那有圣经的话可以翻开。
Right、
有没有人带圣经来？
Already.
有带圣经来的翻开马太福音十一章。
Matthew 11:28.
荧幕打出来的是给那些没有带圣经来的人看。哦。所以如果你没有带圣经来你就看有带圣经来的
The screen is for those who did not bring the Bible. So if you have your Bible, don't look at the screen.
Yeah. Open your Bible. 打开我们的圣经。马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew 11:28.
那当然我们读完了以后你可以看。
You can look at the screen after we read it.
二十八节说什么
What does 28
十一章二十八节。
11:28.
一起来读。
Let's read it together.
不是不是。先来读中文然后读英语
with the Chinese first
好我们先读中文、啊、中文来
凡
劳
苦
担重担的人可
以到我
这里来
我
就使你们得安息
Let's do it in English Come to me all you who are weary and burdened and I will give you rest
各位劳苦担重担
All those who are weary and burdened
耶稣讲这句话的背景是一个很实际的情况
The context of Jesus' statement is very practical.
耶稣时代的社会
At the time of Jesus,
百姓都是以牲畜来做运输的工具的。
The common people use animals to carry heavy loads.
所以无论是驴子、马匹或是骆驼
Okay, regardless whether it is donkeys or mules or camels,
他们都要背负很沉重的货物
They all have to carry a heavy burden and load.
而耶稣就以这一种的情这一种的、情形来比喻当时候的人的情况
See, Jesus used a picture to illustrate the reality of the humanity at the time
当时候的人好像驴子好像骆驼一样的被生活的重担压到他们头不过起来。
The people that were listening to Jesus were like animals, were like those、mules and donkeys. They were heavy burdened and laden.
当然，主耶稣所说的重担
，Of course, the load that Jesus was talking about,
并不是一般的货物。
It's not those commodities or things that you buy or carry.
他所讲的重担
，The heavy burden that Jesus
其实是人心里的一种沉重的心灵的劳苦愁烦。
He talked about the load, the pressure that we carry in our hearts, in our minds.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters.
今天。
Today.
在你的心灵里面。
In your heart, in your mind.
有没有劳苦重担
？Do you have pressure? Do you have distress? Do you have heavy burden?
你有劳苦重担吗
？Do you have burden?
你有劳苦重担吗
？Don't you?
你有劳苦重担吗
？Do you?
有没有啊？
Do you have heavy
有没有
burden, pressure?
哎，没有就感谢主了。
Well, if you don't have, I thank God for you.
不过我相信。
But I do believe.
我们总有一些心灵的重担。
I'm sure you have some heavy burden in your heart and mind.
讲到重担。
Well, when we talk about pressure,
人真的很多重担。
There are all kinds of burdens.
有人为了没有钱烦恼。
People worry about not having enough money.
有一些人呢。是为了钱太多而烦恼。
A lot of people worry because they have too much money.
有人为了有感情而烦恼。
A lot of people worry because he has someone that he can love.
同样有人因为没有感情而也烦恼。
Some other people will worry because no one loves him.
有一些人有了儿女了他们有烦恼。
A lot of people worry because they have children.
也有一些人没有儿女他们也烦恼。
A lot of people worry because they don't have children.
还有哦。
And still more.
有一些人。
Some people.
他们烦恼不知道自己烦恼什么。
They worry because they don't know what they should be worrying about.
各位。
Everyone.
真的。
It's true.
如果你现在有劳苦愁烦。
If you have burden and distress in your heart,
心里面真的有一些重担。
If you have the true burden in your heart,
心里面有一些很难过的事情。
If there's something that is deeply troubling you in your heart and mind,
我告诉你一个好消息。
I tell you a good news.
你可以让耶稣跟你分担。
You can let the Lord Jesus to take that load away from you.
这个真正就是耶稣在这里讲这句话的意思。
This is the meaning of what Jesus meant.
耶稣说凡劳苦担重担的人，
Jesus said all those who are weary and heavy burdened.
下一句是什么？
What is the next line?
他说可以到我这里来。
He said you can come to me.
耶稣说你就可以到我这里来。
Jesus said you can come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
各位弟兄姐妹，
Dear friends and dear brothers and sisters.
你今天有烦恼吗？
Do you have burden
today? 你今天心灵有重担吗？
Do you have heavy burden and trouble in your spirit?
我告诉你，
I tell you,
你可以把这些交给主耶稣。
I tell you, you can hand it over to the Lord Jesus.
他愿意跟你分担。
He is willing and ready to share the burden with you.
那你说牧师，
Then you say, preacher,
我怎样让耶稣分担我的重担呢？
You say, how can I let him share my burden?
我告诉你，
I tell you,
其实蛮简单。
It's very simple.
只要你向他祷告。
You pray to him.
你向他祷告，
you pray to him.
你把你的重担向他诉说，
you express your trouble to him.
你有什么就向他讲什么，
whatever you have bothering you, you let him know.
你看看，
you will see.
当你这样做的时候，
when you do that,
他会不会帮助你？
You see if he will help you.
那你说牧师我不晓得怎么祷告，
you say, well, pastor, I don't know how to pray.
有一些人可能从来没有祷告过。
A lot of people say I never prayed before.
我告诉你祷告很简单。
I tell you praying is very simple.
祷告三步曲。
There's really only three steps you need to take.
第一步，
The first step,
称呼。
Address,
我们怎么样称呼我们的神呢？
How do you address our God?
我们称呼我们的神叫亲爱的天父，
you say,
或者天父。
You say dear heavenly father.
第二步，
The second step,
就是内容了。
It's a content.
就是我们要讲什么。
See what you want to say.
你可以跟天父说，天父啊，我现在很烦。
You can say to your heavenly father, right now I am
很烦
I'm very troubled.
很烦恼，因为没有人爱我。
Because no one loves me.
我自己一个人。
I'm only by myself.
我很孤单。
I'm alone.
我告诉你，
I tell you.
你心里面所有的话，
all the worries, all the trouble that in your heart,
都可以告诉耶稣。
You can express to Jesus.
第三步，
The third step,
就是奉主名求。
In the name of Jesus I ask.
最后一句话，
The last line,
Amen.
The last word, you say Amen.
Amen.
You say
Amen.
Amen. What does Amen mean?
Amen 的意思是真真实实的。
Amen means truly, truly.
我们的祷告需要真实的。
Well, we need sincerity in our prayer.
我们来到神的面前不需要伪装。
When we come to the Lord, we do not need to be wearing masks.
我们怎么样就怎么样。
Who you are, express who you are. What you are, express what you are.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So dear friends and brothers and sisters,
耶稣是我们的好朋友。
Jesus is our good friend.
因为他愿意分担我们的重担。
Because he's willing and ready to share our burden.
很快我们讲第二句话。
Very quickly, I'll say to you what
the second statement. 是记载在约翰福音第十四章。我们很快翻到约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
我们来看二十七、二十八节。
27 and 28 verse.
好，找到以后呢，我们请读英文的先来念啊。
Let's read it in English first, together, please. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you.I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you love me, you will be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I.
好，我们中文一起来念。
Let's read that together in Cantonese.
我留下平安给你们，
我
将我
的
平安赐给你们，我
所
赐的
不
像
世人
所
赐
的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要惧怕。你
们
听见
我
对
你
们说了，我去还是到你们
这
里来。
你
们若
爱
我，因
我
到父
那
里
去，
就必
喜
乐，
因
为父
是比
我
大
的。各位， 这一段话是耶稣对跟随他的门徒说的。
Jesus spoke this statement, these words to those that were following him.
在这一段的记载当中。
Okay, in this recording, in this narrative.
很明显的，门徒是在害怕的当中。
It's very obvious that the disciples were fearful.
为什么他们害怕呢？
Why were they so fearful?
因为主耶稣在之前对他们说了一些话。
Because Jesus spoke something earlier before this to them.
耶稣告诉他们什么？
What did Jesus say to them?
耶稣说他要快上十字架。
Jesus said, I'm going to be going on the cross real soon.
我快要死了。
I'm going to die real soon.
门徒听到这个消息。
When the disciples heard that,
他们很害怕。
They were very fearful.
为什么？
And why?
因为他们以为这一位老师要放弃他们了，
because,
不管他们了。
Because the disciples thought that their master were abandoning them.
就在这个时候。
And at this moment, at this time,
耶稣告诉他们。
Jesus said to them,
不是这样的。
It's not so.
耶稣更吩咐他们。
Jesus said to them,
不要害怕。
Fear not.
因为他们心里面会有一种特殊的平安。
Because you will have a special kind of peace in your heart.
这种平安是怎样的一种平安？
What kind of a peace is this in their heart?
这种平安就是他们有一种非常的把握。耶稣虽然死了。
Because they will have that absolute certainty in their heart that even though Jesus would die,
耶稣也必定会复活。
But Jesus will definitely and certainly be resurrected.
还有一天耶稣会再回到这个世界来。
And there will be one day when he will return.
然后他就跟门徒一起的进入天国。
And then he will enter, bring the disciples into the kingdom of God.
换句话来说。
In other words,
我们人是会惧怕死亡的。
We may fear death.
我们会惧怕分离的。
We may fear separation.
因为我们不晓得去哪里。
Because we don't know where we're going.
可是我要告诉各位。
But I want to tell you something.
如果我们认识这一位耶稣，这一位特别的朋友。
If we know this Jesus, if we know this special friend.
我们就不再惧怕死亡。
We do not need to fear death no more.
我们不再惧怕分离了。
We fear separation no more.
对一般人来说。
To people in general.
死亡是永远的分离。
People think that death is eternal, you know, forever separation.
可是对基督徒来讲，
But to those who know Christ,
死亡不是永远的分离。
Death is not separation forever.
是暂时的分离。
But only temporary separation.
因为有一天，
Because there will be one day,
我们还是会相见。
We will meet again.
不光是我们相见，
Not only we will be meeting again.
我们还会跟耶稣基督一起的，在一个国度里面一起的来生活。
We will live and reign with the Lord Jesus for eternity.
所以各位，
so my friends,
因为耶稣这一位特别的朋友，
because of this special friend that we have in Jesus,
我们心里面就可以有一种不怕死亡的。
In our heart, we have this absolute certainty that we do not need to fear death.
因为就算是死亡，
because even if we should face death,
也会有一天我们会复活过来。
Because there will be one day we will be resurrected.
请问这样好不好？
Don't you think that is a good deal?
再活过来好不好？
Can you think coming back to life is a good thing?
哎，好不好？
Good or not?
可能有人说。
Perhaps someone will say.
可能有人说。
Perhaps someone will say.
你怎么晓得真的有复活呢？
How do you know there is a resurrection?
你怎么晓得真的有复活？
How do you know there is a resurrection?
各位弟兄姐妹。
Dear friends.
各位朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让我这样回答。
Let me answer you this way.
如果真的没有复活，
If there is no resurrection,
那就没有问题了。
Then there's no problems.
对不对？
Right?
没有复活，
No resurrection.
人死了就没了。
When one dies, they becomes nothing.
那还有什么怕？
And say, what is there more to fear?
我们有没有损失？
Some.
我们有没有损失？
Well, is there any loss?
没有复活。
No resurrection?
就都没有了。
Mm, there's nothing.
可是我们要想。
But we need to think.
如果真的有复活。
If there is a resurrection.
一半一半。50%机会有复活。50%机会没有复活。
Yeah, but 50-50 chance. Resurrection or no resurrection.
我是站在一个普通人来讲，
See, I'm speaking from the perspective of a common man.
其实有人怀疑有没有复活。
And someone might doubt there is resurrection.
我的回答。
My answer.
如果真是没有回答。
If there is no resurrection.
50%没有复活。
If there's 50 chance there's no resurrection.
那其实没有关系了。
That is no problem.
每一个人都不在了。
Okay, nobody will be here.
你放心好了。
Okay, you can.
我们都放心了。
You can feel at rest.
懂我的意思吗？可是50%如果真的有复活。
But if there is a 50 chance,
如果真的有天堂有地狱
there is resurrection and
有另外一个空间
and there is hell,
另外一个空间是真实的
if there is another dimension that is real,
那你就麻烦了
then you're in big trouble
如果你还不认识这位主耶稣的话
because if you still have not known and accept the Christ
我再说
I say it again
没有复活的话
if there is no resurrection
就没有关系了
then there's no big deal
我们就这样生活吧
and we can live
过一生就完了
okay, anyway we want
那有什么损失
after this life so no big deal
就是如果不是
but if there is a resurrection
如果真的有复活
if there is that resurrection
我们怎么办
okay, how do we face that resurrection
我告诉你
I'll tell you
没有怎么办只要你认识这一位耶稣基督
If only you would know this Jesus
因为他复活过
Because he was resurrected
所以我们就有把握我们将来会复活
So that we can have that certainty that we will be resurrected
复活是真实的
The resurrection is a reality
这个是耶稣讲的第二句话
That's what Jesus said the second statement that
不光是这样
Not only this
耶稣还讲了第三句话
He spoke a third statement
我们一起的来看约翰福音第八章十一节
John 8 verse 11
约翰福音第八章、哦、第八章我们翻回去第八章前面一点、哦、约翰福音第八章我们来看第十一节
Look at verse 11 of chapter 8 of John
好我们这一次是中文 先念、哦、
Let's read the Chinese first Together please
他说
主啊
没有
耶稣
说我也不定
你
的罪了
去
吧从此不
要
再
犯
罪了好英文
In English please together No one sir she said Then neither do I condemn you Jesus declared Go now and leave your life of sin
这一段的记载
Okay this narrative
耶稣讲话的对象是一个淫妇
The person that Jesus was speaking to was a woman caught in the act of adultery.
一个正在进行不道德交易的妇人。
She was caught in an act of immorality.
她被人当场的抓奸在床。
She was caught in the act.
就被带来给耶稣处置她。
And the Jews brought her before Jesus.
我们发现。
And we'll find out.
主耶稣就对在场的人说
And Jesus said to everyone around.
说什么呢
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣说谁没有犯罪就可以拿石头把这个妇人打死的
Jesus said let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
然后如果我们详细看这一段经文
But we look at this text carefully.
有没有人敢拿起石头打这个妇人
Did anyone dare to cast a stone at her?
有没有
Anyone?
为什么没有呢
Why not?
我们在猜想
We may guess
可能是因为、今天我们没有看整段经文了不过就是说经文记载
We did not look at the whole chapter but the text tell you
经文记载什么呢
What did the text say?
耶稣讲完了谁没有罪就拿石头把他打死
After Jesus said he who is without sin may cast the first
stone 然后耶稣就做了一件很特别的事情
And then he did something very unusual
他就蹲下来了
And then he knelt down.
他蹲下来。
And he sort of squat on the ground.
圣经说他在地上画字。
And then he was writing on the ground on the sand.
作者没有告诉我们耶稣在画什么。
What did he wrote? No, the Bible did not say.
不过我们有理由相信。
But it's reasonable to think.
主耶稣在画什么呢
？What Jesus was writing?
我们相信，可能他在写在场每一个人所犯过的罪。
I believe that he was writing down every sin that was committed by everyone that was gathering around.
我们就发现
Then we realize
当场的人
And everyone around
从年长的年长的最老的
From the elderly
最老的到年少的
From the oldest to the youngest
一个一个的都离开了
One by one they left
然后所有人离开以后
I left everyone was left
耶稣就说了
And then Jesus said
好 耶稣对那个妇人说
And then Jesus said to the woman,
好
so, okay,
我也不定你的罪
I don't condemn you either.
你回去吧
You leave.
不过我们要注意哦
But notice,
耶稣最重要的是这句话
okay, the most important,
你回去吧
Jesus said go.
下面一句是什么
okay, What is the following phrase?
别再犯罪了
Leave your life of sin.
各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
其实人人都会做错事情。
Everyone have sinned.
就好像我们孔子说的。
It's like Confucius once said.
孔子说什么
？What did he say?
孔子说圣人都会做错事情。
He said even sages can make mistakes.
当人犯错的时候
，When we make our mistakes,
我们可以怎么做呢
？What can we do?
人犯错怎么做可以
What can we do when we
当然我们可以认错
we can, when we make offenses, we
可是我们发现呢我们认错归认错
But even ever we confess,
我们还是会再犯
we can still repeat the same offense.
那我们就要问呢
Then we ask again,
那认错对我们有什么帮助
so what good is confession to us?
我想告诉各位
I want to tell you,
当耶稣不定人的罪的时候
when Jesus did not condemn
他接下去要我们不再犯罪了
but he had demands of us to leave our life of sin
他不是任凭我们想怎么做就怎么做
he's not saying that you can do anything you want
而是他好像一位好朋友
but he's like a good friend
随时随地
Anytime and anywhere,
只要我们有需要
when we are in need,
他就愿意帮助我们
He's willing and ready to help.
这个就是不一样
This is the difference.
一般的人
Generally,
一般的情况
General circumstances,
当我们做错事情
when we make offenses,
我们承认我们做错
when we confess that we did wrong,
我们希望改过
we want to be changed,
对不对改过
right? We want to repent,
可是我们怎么样改过
But how do we change? How do we make right?
一般的人
Generally
是靠着我们的能力我说哎，我以后不要再犯
With their own determination they say I'm not going to do the same wrong anymore
可是你越这样说
But the more determined you are
你再犯的机会越高
And the more the probability that you repeat the same offense
因为如果你能够不犯
Because if you can't avoid from offending,
起初你就不会犯了。
Because if you can, you wouldn't have done the offense in the first beginning.
你犯起初的罪。
You did what is in the beginning the wrong offense.
是因为你没有这个能力控制。
Because you have the inability, you do not have the ability to stop.
所以当耶稣说
That is why when Jesus said,
你不要再犯的时候
okay, leave your life of sin.
耶稣不是让这个妇人自己去面对。
Jesus is not saying on your own ability.
耶稣是告诉他
Jesus is saying to her,
当你有需要的时候
When you are in need,
我是你的好朋友
I'm your good friend,
我可以帮助你
I can help you.
那你可能会问说
But you may ask,
主耶稣现在不在这儿
well, Jesus is not here.
那他怎么帮助我呢
How can he help me?
那我要告诉你
I want to tell you,
当然主耶稣的肉身不在了
of course, Jesus is not physically here.
因为他升天到父那边去
because he has ascended back to heaven.
可是耶稣差遣圣灵来
But he sent the Holy Spirit to be with us.
圣灵代替耶稣基督与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit take the place of Jesus to be present with us.
所以当我们有需要的时候
So when we are in need,
当我们面对犯罪的事情的时候
When we are facing temptation,
我们需要做的
What do we need to do?
就是承认我们不能帮助。
We have to confess that we are unable to help ourselves.
我们需要耶稣的帮助。
We need the help of Christ.
怎么样可以得到主耶稣的帮助
How can we receive help from Christ?
刚刚已经讲过了
I just said it before.
我们就向他祷告
Pray to him.
当你面对试探当你面对犯罪的事情的时候
When you face temptation.
你要胜过这一些试探吗
You want to overcome the temptation.
有一条出路
There's a secret, there's a way you can do.
就是你向耶稣祷告
You pray to Jesus.
主耶稣就是一个好朋友
Jesus is your good friend.
他会马上的帮助我们。
He will come to your help right away.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Dear friends.
各位朋友。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你有一些心灵的黑暗吗
？Do you have some darkness in your spirit, in your heart?
有没有一些的习惯？有没有一些不好的事情？别人不晓得。
Any ugliness that you don't want to be exposed to light?
可是你晓得。
But you know.
每一次
Every time,
这件事情发生
when these things happen,
你都没有办法胜过它
There's no way you can overcome it
可是我告诉你
But I tell you,
你是可以的
You can
靠着耶稣的能力
By the help of Jesus
当然我们祷告
Of course when we pray
不能求耶稣做一些不道德的事情
We cannot ask him to do anything that is immoral
我们不能要求主耶稣做一些犯罪的事情
We cannot ask him to do sinful things
我十分的相信
I truly believe
如果你在劳苦愁烦当中
If you are in distress are you, If you are in trouble
如果你在患难惧怕当中
When you are in fear
甚至我们是处于一个常常犯错的光景
Even if you are in the habit of sin
只要你我祷告
If you and I would pray
耶稣这位爱我们的好朋友
Jesus will be our best friend
他一定乐意帮助我
He will be glad to help you
问题是什么
What is the problem?
问题就是说我们愿不愿意让他帮助我们。
The only problem is that are we willing to let him allow him to help us?
问题是说我们愿不愿意耶稣成为我们的好朋友。
The question is, do I want to really allow Christ to be my best friend?
你愿意耶稣成为你的好朋友吗?
Do you want Jesus to be your good friend?
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
有一首诗歌我很喜欢的。
There's a song that I like very much.
这首诗歌叫做最知心的朋友
The name of the song is My Best Friend
我不晓得这个有英语的吗有没有英语的好像没有那我们接下来我们一起来唱国语哈那英语的朋友没有关系你就听听我们唱吧
We'll learn this sing this in Mandarin
诶有英文的啊，很好是不是有英文 A little translation Oh, you cannot sing it Oh, that's okay Just understand Just hear the 啊、就听我们唱一下好不好这首诗歌我十分喜欢
听你唱了
吗、没有没有我们一起唱有没有人会这首歌有唱会唱的跟我一起唱不会唱的先不唱听一遍 好我们慢慢来
做你是我最亲的朋友做你是伴侣，我的心在天天追想着你，渴望见到你的面，在我人生的每一个台阶，在我人生的每一个小镇。
让我们一起来唱、这首诗歌你真的愿意耶稣成为你的好朋友吗用这首诗歌来对主耶稣说你是我知心的好朋友
Let this song be your response as you ask the Lord Jesus to be your good friend
我想在这里、要求一件事情
I want to ask one thing of you
在座当中
Among us
已经很清楚耶稣是你的好朋友的
If you are very sure and clear that Jesus is your friend
你非常清楚
You are very sure and clear.
耶稣是你的好朋友。
Jesus is your good friend.
他带领着你过生活。
He is with you.
我请你站起来唱歌。
I want you to stand.
你确定哦？确定耶稣是你的好朋友？站起来。
If you are sure, Jesus is your good friend.
确不确定？那不确定不站起来哦。
If you are not sure, you don't have to stand.
你确定耶稣是你的好朋友
？If you know for sure, Jesus is your good friend.
啊，没有人确定，不会吧？我们都是确定，确定耶稣是我最好的朋友，我们都站起来。我们一起的来唱这首诗歌 所以我现在邀请，如果你觉得耶稣可以成为你的好朋友的，我也邀请你一起站起来唱。
It's an invitation to those who are seated.
在旁边的基督徒邀请你在旁边的坐下来的那些人，让他们也站起来，好不好？有没有？还有人站起来吗？要不要站起来？耶稣是我们的好朋友，你愿意吗？你愿意吗？愿意就站起来吧。听懂吗？还是 OK？没有关系，不勉强啊，不勉强，没有关系啊。我们再唱一遍，再唱一遍。
你是我最知心的朋友，祝你是我最亲爱的伴侣。
From the Gospel of John and Matthew. 我们多谢李牧师从福音书里边将神嘅信息带俾我哋。